great to see you on this celebration day. Welcome. We welcome many old friends back, some older than others, some old just because they were here a long time ago, and some old because they've been a long time around. So just turn to somebody and greet them. Good morning, welcome, nice to see you. We'll do the catching up afterwards. Good morning, Jill. Nice to see you. Glad you could come. Okay. We also meet on this day to worship God and let God touch our lives. And as we look back, we can understand that God has been faithful to us in not only 150 years, but in our own lives as well. So we're going to stand and sing the hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of changing with you. Let's stand and sing this together. Have a seat. We're going to divide our morning up very quickly into three sections, the past, the present, and the future, and we'll be going through our 150 years. But first, let us come before God and pray together. Our Father and our God, we thank you that you have been faithful to this church, to the children, to the children's work. We thank you that you have moved people to listen to you in this very place. And through this church. We give you thanks that you sent Jesus, that we've got such great news to tell people of how they can touch God and be touched by God. even though they are far from God now. Lord, we give you thanks that we have many reasons to celebrate, and especially about you in our lives. Amen. Well, Sunday school was originally set up to teach poor children to read their Bibles for themselves and to read and write as well, because if poor children learned to read and write, they could get a really good job in a shop instead of in the fields or up the chimneys or down the mines or in the mills. It was done on Sundays because the children generally worked from the age of 7 onwards. And therefore, the only time that they could learn was on a Sunday, because they worked 6 days a week. And so Sunday schools were born in the 1790s. And the idea really took off Sunday schools were springing up all over England, mainly England. Most notable of these setting up Sunday schools were Hannah and Moore and her sister, and they founded a number of Sunday schools. They went to churches and said, "This is a great idea, and while you're doing it, you could be putting Bible knowledge and knowledge of God into their heads." Well, we continue that today. Their aim was to make Sunday school sessions entertaining with plenty of variety, and using singing with plenty of life and energy to keep their children's attention. And the programs have to be planned and adapted to the level of the students. This was 1790. Isn't that amazingly up to date? She also argued that it was possible to get the best out of children if their affections were engaged with kindness. I think that's amazingly up to date. And it's only 220 years old. What foresight. Today, we're celebrating 150 years. And we're going to do that in a number of ways. The young explorers are going to come up now and give us a quiz. Hope you come.
Right. Morning, everybody. Okay, right. This is quite a new thing we're trying out today, so bear with us. You should all have 3 pieces of paper. Yes, is that correct? A yellow, a blue, and the other colour is meant to be green. It's the nearest green I could get. So, if you haven't got a sheet, if you haven't got 3 sheets, can you put your hand up now so we can? Right, okay. Where's the other? You better have some. Hang on, we're just going to hand some out. Right. There's a couple of people. There's not too many. Right. What's going to happen is you're going to be asked 10 questions by this lovely group here. Joel's going to start off. And what's going to happen is, after Joel's read his question, there'll be 3 answers up on the screen in kind of the colour that you've got. And what you have to do is, when I say, what do you think the answer is, you have to hold your sheet up kind of above your head, so like this. So just have a practice here. So just put it up like this. So it all should all... No, that's not right. Just like this, on your head like this, like that. One colour, yeah. There's a lot of people not joining in. It should be that a whole church should be a colour. That's better. That's it. Right. Right. Okie dokie. Pete? Right. Alright. Okay. Right. So, we'll just wait for them to hand them out. So you only get 3 options, and then what will happen is, after you've kind of guessed, each of the young people will give their kind of answers. Get it?
Yes.
Alright. So what have you got to do? You've got to put 1 sheet up, like that. Right, not like this, like that. Right, okay, right, let's get going. Are we almost there? Smithy's being a very faithful assistant. Right, okay, so let's get going then. Go on, Joel.
Someone.
I think so,
yeah. Okay. What year was the Baptist Sunday School formed in Histon?
So, vote now. Don't read it yet. Lots of yellows. Okay. Right, there's a couple of greens, but majority are yellow. Right, Joel, what's the answer?
The answer is 1858, yellow.
Yeah, it's very good. Okay, question 2.
Now, what year were mixed Sunday school classes first proposed?
Say it again.
What year were mixed Sunday school classes first proposed?
Mixed Yeah, which year? Okay, right, vote now. Oh, it's a bit mixed. Blue looks pretty good. Oh, I don't know, it's a bit split actually. It's about half and half. Okay, Niall, what's the answer?
Green, 1957.
Green's the answer. Okay. Question three.
And that was the beginning of the teenage years.
In this decade, the Sunday School enjoyed camping weekends at Neen Park, Peterborough. In this decade, the Sunday School enjoyed camping weekends at Neen Park, Peterborough.
So what decade did we go to Neen Park? Okay, right, let's get them up. Let's see. Lots of blues, so 1990s. If you look at some people, they should know all the answers, like the Howlets. They've been here a long time. Well, they were here a long time. Yeah, there you go. Let's see if he's right. Okay, Richard Howlett, is he right?
It's 1980s Yellow.
Yellow. Oh, only a couple of people. Okay. Question four. Oh, okay.
What year was the crash set up?
Say again.
What year was the crash set up?
So what year was the crash set up? You've got choices of A, 1967, B, 1971, or C, 1962. Vote now. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. Come over here and use this one. Okay, right, Chloe, what's the right answer?
Blue, 1962.
Okay, use this mic. Question five.
It's too big for me.
When were HBC Sunday School invited to join the CAM Sunday School Union Football League?
So, 1924, 1908 or 1919? Mick Collingwood might know this, he's been here a long time. Okay, bit of confusion here. Ooh, a lot of yellows. The yellows seem to dominate. Joel, what is it?
1919, blue.
Blue? Only a few people got that. Okay, question six.
What year was the Sunday school outing to Clacton? Eight coaches were needed to transport all who went.
So what year did they go to Clacton? There was eight coaches. A, 1987, B, 1947, or C, 1973? Okay. Lots of greens, actually. Quite a lot of greens. A couple of yellows. The young people are a bit out of it there. Okay, right, what's the answer?
1947.
Hey! Okay, who's next? What question are we on? What was that? 717. Okay.
In what year did the annual parents' team change its name to the Sunday School at Home?
It's a bit of a funny question, this. Okay, is it A, 1946, B, 1958, or C, 1936? So when did they change their name? And no one knows this, do you? I didn't think you would. Okay, Chloe, what is it?
Blue, 1930.
Blue, yes.
Okay. In which decade did the children have their own collection, initially using an old ice cream tub?
So what year did the collection start? Is it A, 1970, B, 1980, or C, 1990? Vote now. All right, lots of blues, a couple of yellows. Green, a lot of blues.
Blue, 1990.
Hey, two more.
When was electric lighting first installed in the Sunday school rooms?
Ooh. Is it A, 1920, B, 1930s, or C, 1940s? Someone's voting on this. Vote now. Electric lighting. Come on, vote. Let's see. Everybody's a bit... Okay, go on then. Go for it. What's the answer?
Yellow, 1920.
Yellow. 1920s. Right, last one then.
In what year were 15 rules for the Sunday school drawn up? In what year were 15 rules for the Sunday school drawn up?
Okay, so you've got a choice of 1858, B, 1878, or C, 1903. So what year were 15 rules drawn up for Sunday school? Let's see. Vote, vote, vote. Three. Ooh, yellows. Richard Howlett. Yes, so good. Yeah. Okay, the answer is?
Green, 1878.
Okay, there you go. Thank you very much. That's it. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Young Explorers. If you want more information like that, of all that kind of thing, then Keith has actually produced a booklet about the Sunday School. There it is. There's one there. They're out there. We're actually letting you have them, but we'd like you to contribute towards it simply because we don't want you just walking away and just dumping it somewhere. So if you can give a pound towards it, that would be great. Any extra money will go into our refurbishment fund. It's been great to hear that this church has actually always been at the forefront of change, even getting electric lighting in earlier than most people had electric lighting in their houses. We're going to continue with the past. Of course, in the past, choruses weren't used like they are today. They used ordinary hymns to begin with, and then special hymns for children. We're going to have a couple of interviews now, but before we do, we're going to introduce each of them with a song that children used to sing. So here's the first one. Stand up for Jesus. Okay? Let's stand and sing this one together.
Members are known as mega motivators, and over the last 3 weeks we've been talking to former members of the Sunday School and interviewing them and hearing a bit about them. I've got two here, Ryan and Amy, who are going to go out and find someone to interview. So off you go. It could be you. A lady who was here in the 1940s.
everybody come to church on Sunday?
Sunday school in the morning at 10 o'clock. The church service was separate then. 3 o'clock in the afternoon to Sunday school. And then again in the evening with my sister and parents to the evening service. If I got fidgety, I got a book passed along.
How did you celebrate the Sunday school anniversary each year?
All the children were involved, even with the stewards and taking collection. And the afternoon, the church was more people in it than there was today. There'd be chairs down the aisles. Everybody turned out, mums, dads, grannies and granddads, aunts and uncles. And the Sunday school child took the led the service in the afternoon.
What sort of clothes did you wear for Sunday school?
Oh dear. No trousers for young ladies or girls. Skirts or dresses. All the ladies wore hats. And the men suits and ties. Very posh.
Good. Thank you very much.
Switch it back over. Well, some songs were produced with children in mind, and here we have one that is quite a golden oldie, and some of you will go, oh yes, and some of you will go, oh no. Here it is. Ah. Let's stand and sing this one.
These are our next three mega motivators that are going to be finding someone else. This is Emily, and in the middle we have Charlotte, and on the end Jessica, and they're off to find a young man. This young man in the booklet that Keith has produced, in one of the photographs, I think he's probably about 5 or 6. Emily, who have you brought up with you?
Alan Fishpool.
And your first question?
What was it like in the Sunday school class when you were a boy?
Well, of course, in those days, school was quite strict. We had to be smartly dressed, of course. We had to sit still and listen. And if we misbehaved, very often we were told, outside and wait for me. And we had to go and stand outside of the classroom and wait for the Sunday school superintendent and hope above all things that he didn't say, go home. Because if we got sent home, we then had to explain to Mum and Dad why we'd been sent home early, which usually meant a bit more discipline. So it was quite strict. Very enjoyable, though. but quite strict.
And Jess, your question?
What was coming to Sunday school an important part of your life?
Oh, I think so. I think, as Joyce has said, we used to come two, if not three times on a Sunday. And because of that, it was a dominant part of our Sunday. It took over the whole day. But we didn't have anything else to do on a Sunday. There was no television to watch. There were no computer games at home. And we couldn't go out because nobody in those days possessed a car. And buses didn't run on a Sunday. So you either stayed at home and twiddled your thumbs and perhaps listened to the Billy Cotton Band show on the radio. or maybe even Semprini Serenade. Who's dating himself? But yes, Sunday school was very important.
Did you have Sunday school outings? If so, where did you go?
Sunday school outings? We did have Sunday school outings. We went to all sorts of exciting places, like Hunstanton and Skegness and Clacton. There were other places as well, of course, but those are the ones that I can think of quickly. But they were very important to us as a village at the time, because back in those days, very often the Sunday schools of this church and of the Methodist church would come together and all go out for a Sunday school outing together, which at some times even involved chartering a special train from Histon Station. Which took us all the way to Skegness or... not Clacton, no. But Skegness or Hunstanton, because in those days even Hunstanton had a railway station. So, yes, very enjoyable.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Some songs obviously became classics because of their fun or their brutality, especially with the actions. Do you remember? This is the one we're going to sing. Wide, wide as the ocean. Do you remember? Yes? Do you remember the bruises you got? Okay. Let's try this song, shall we? Wide, wide as the ocean, high as the heavens above, deep, deep as the Savior is my Savior's love. Okay, let's stand and do this one together. Oh, it's bringing back memories, isn't it? Some of you are going, oh yes, I feel the bruises. Yes, it's great. Let's do a third song, a third interview, shall we?
Right, I've got Emily and Ben with me, and we're going to interview a third person, somebody slightly younger than the last person. And we're going to get him. Can you go and get Simon? this is Simon. This is Alan's son. And so we've got three questions for you, Simon.
Did you study the Bible in Sunday school, and how did you do that?
Yes, we did. It's probably fairly similar to what you do these days. We sort of got the Bible out and read a little bit out of it each week. So we got used to reading it. And then the teacher would sort of talk through the story related to it. So it's quite fun.
Thank you. Ben, your question?
What did you enjoy most about Sunday school?
Oh, dear. It depends on the day. Some days it was going home, but some days it was... generally nice to be around friends and family and be learning things together, so that was really good fun. That's what I enjoyed about it.
Okay, thank you. And the third question from Emily.
Where did your Sunday school class meet?
Oh, that changed. Yes, we had several places where we met over the years, because obviously in different years we meet in different places. And we started off, one of the rooms I do remember meeting in was the porch out the front of the hall, which was actually quite cold to meet in, because there was no heating in there. That was one room we met in for when we were the younger group, which was quite interesting. So we all huddled in there. But there was, at the time, before the extension was built, there's what's called the Explorer's Hut, which is around the back. Because when the extension was built, that was knocked down. And when we were older, sort of teenage years, that's when we met around there. So there are some photos out there of that, by the way.
That's great. Thank you, Emily. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Simon.
And Simon has put together a huge photo archive, which you would, love to see, I'm sure. And some of the photos are out there today. So do go and have a look at those. And thank you, Simon, for putting those together. Well, the songs came and went. Do you remember? I am H-A-P-P-Y. I am H-A-P-P-Y. I know I am. I'm sure I am. I am H-A-P-P-Y. I am S-A-V-E-D, and all the other ones that we did. All. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He. Some of you are just staring in blank amazement. Obviously that wasn't one of yours. Or if you're on your way to heaven, clap your hands. Do you remember that one? If you're on your way to heaven, clap your hands. If you're on your way to heaven, clap your hands. If you're on your way to heaven, I don't know the rest of it. Okay. And it would stamp your feet and so forth. Or, everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. No, some of you are blank amazement again. Obviously not here. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. And He walks with me and He talks with me. Or, when the road is rough and steep, fix your eyes upon Jesus. Do you remember? Some of you are going, no. Okay. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. I've done that one. There's a deep, deep peace dwelling in my heart, telling of my Saviour's love for me. Do you know that one? Some of you are, all right, okay. I met Jesus at the crossroads, where the road is. Obviously, these have not gone down as classics. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. 1970s, that was. Wow, yes. With Christ in the vessel, you can smile at the storm. Do you remember doing that one? And then missing words out. And then that great debate in the church. Should you ever miss the word Christ out? We did. We had the debate. I remember. Okay. Oh, I'm so happy and here's the reason why. Jesus took my burdens all away. No? We sang that the other night, didn't we? So you and I know that one. Okay. Oh, that great, great theological song that we used to sing. Hallelujah, 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 praise ye. I used to stand up and sit down. Do you remember? Right, ladies, you try it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And the men stand up and say, praise ye the Lord. And then we go backwards and forwards. Do you remember doing this? Come on then, ladies. Up you get. Hallelujah, 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 sit down, praise ye the Lord. Stand up. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord.
Do you remember? Oh. Aren't you glad Sunday school moved on? Well, now we're going to look at Sunday school in the present. And to do that, we've got a video that Nick produced and the Motivators produced. Have a look at this.
We're writing a prayer called the Teaspoon Prayer. This is really motivating.
You've seen them on film. Now is the time to see them in reality, in action. This is our Mini Motivators group. And we're going to sing two songs for you. There's a few others if you want to come and join us, sitting in different places. And they're going to sing two of their favourite songs. The first one is called If I Go Climbing. And we'll sing it through once. And then if you could please join in. It's quite an easy song, so you should be able to join in. And then Andy will join us for the next song after this.
go climbing up a huge mountain.
If I go climbing, climbing, climbing. If I go climbing, God is there. If I go climbing on the highest mountain, God is there, 'cause He is everywhere.
Now, let's get into our boats and go for a row.
If I go rowing, rowing, rowing. If I go rowing, God is there. If I go rowing on the widest river, God is there, 'cause He is everywhere.
Let's go swimming right to the bottom of the ocean. Ready to go for a drive.
If I go driving, driving, driving. If I go driving, God is there. If I go driving far away, God is there, 'cause He is everywhere.
Now we're going flying on an aeroplane.
Just do that once. Andy's coming to join us now. I'll leave it to you to see who it is that enjoys this song the most, whether it's Andy or the children.
If I can get out of here, it might be me. It was said that one of the children said to me last week, could I quieten down a bit, because I was a bit too noisy for them. And so it is me who enjoys this, and the word's going to come up because it's our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God. Are we going to have the words? No, are we? Come on, Ron. And we've got four members of a band there ready to rock and roll as well. The children, you up for this, Jack? Jack's been leading us a lot in his singing recently. So here we go. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. And He won't let me down. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. And He won't let me down. He's higher than my sacred. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. And He won't let me down. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. And He won't let me down. He's higher than the skyscraper.
Oh, well done, mini motivators. Thank you very much for leading that. Songs are a bit different, but the message has been the same throughout. It's about touching God and being touched by God. It's about being righteous. It's an old-fashioned word, but basically it means being good at living, having a clean conscience, and letting God deal with your shortcomings so that they're no longer shortcomings. It's about being something bigger, being part of something bigger than yourself. We've always had the same message. God gives us hope and joy and life in Jesus. Now, of course, we have Safe to Grow and children's advocates and police checks. Bonnie, Kathleen, could you stand up, please? There they are. There's Kathleen. There's Bonnie. These are our advocates for the church. You can sit down now, but these people are the ones that our children can go to so that if there's any complaints and so forth. We don't have any complaints. But it's so that we can show the community that their children are safe in our hands as we teach them about Jesus and what a great way to live with him in our lives. The style in which we do things has changed, but the enthusiasm and the dedication from the teachers remains the same. There's nothing that comes close to touching God and God touching you. I think that's why so many people have fond memories of the Sunday school days. You knew it was there, and you took it for granted. Iris Powell wrote a card to us. She was here between 1938 and 1961. She's now Iris Wakefield. Or was she Iris Wakefield and she's now Iris Powell? Wakefield she was. She wrote a card to us. Here it is. I'll read it out in a little while. But she says, "In all my memories of you, the sun is shining. A sign of having had a great time." And Sunday school teachers did that for those children. So what I'd like to do now is ask you, if you were a Sunday school teacher before, say, like 1950, could you come up here? Have we got any Sunday school teachers from before 1950? Come on, Joyce, I know you're there. Come on, I know you're there. Come on up. We're not going to give away these ages, but do come up here. Now, if you were a pupil of one of these, or a pupil in the 1950s, could you come up as well, please? But I want you to stand down there. Any of your ex-pupils here? Anne Fishpool somewhere. do you want a hand up there? Okay. You're going to stand down there, okay? Any other? Right, if you were a teacher in the before 1950?
You said
1950s, right. If you were a teacher in the 1960s, could you come on up? Come on, I know you're out there. Here we go. Come on up, there you go, look at them all. Sunday school teacher in the 1950s, you don't look old enough. Sorry, 1960s, come on up. 1960s, come on up. Here you go, come on up. This is an old friends reunion now, isn't it? Look at this. If you were a pupil of theirs, would you like to come in front and stand in front of them? Come on up. Yeah, saying it's not mine, no, not me, no. Come on up. Just stand down there for now, yes? Okay, if you were a teacher in the 1970s, would you come on up? 1970s, here we go. Look at these. 1970s, come on up. Yes, yeah. We're going to have to make more rows, I think. Come on up, Alan. Come on up. Here they come. I think we might have to move that table back a bit. So there you go. Okay. If you're a teacher in the if you're a pupil of theirs, come on up, please. If you're a pupil here in the 1970s, Well, here you go. Come on up, Mary. Good to see you. If you were a teacher in the 1980s, would you come on up, please? Teacher in the 1980s, come on up. They're not getting any younger, are they? Come on up. Right. If you were a pupil in the 1980s, would you come up? Yes, Keith, do take some pictures. Come on up if you were a pupil here. There you go. Here he was. He was part of it. Yes, he still is. You just did. No, no, no. Don't bring him any further. Okay. 1980s, right. 1990s, if you're a teacher in the 90s, can you come on up, please? Here they go. Wander around there. 1990s. If you're a pupil in the 1990s, come on up and go at the front here. Here they go. You were a pupil in the 80s, weren't you? All right.
Don't confuse him.
Don't confuse me. Right. Look at them all. So we got to the 1990s. Yes. Okay, if you were a teacher in since then, okay, come on up. You teachers since then, come on, Mick, up you come, Jill. Right. Come on in. You better put Joyce near the front because she's shorter than you. Pardon?
Oh,
on the floor, that's it, man. You lot are young enough to go on the floor. There you go. Right. Okay. And if you've been a pupil since then, come on up. That's all the ones now. Come on down the front here. We're going to just leave that lot behind. It's okay. Yeah, come round. Go down there. That's it. Keep going. Right. Come on up. Okay. It is because of what you have done that these are here, and because of what your predecessors did that you are here. Thank you. Thank you all for all of your work over the years. Let's give these a huge round of applause. Well done. Well done. What we'd like to do is to take a photograph of you all outside at the end of the service, okay? Just as something to, you know, look back on and say thank you very much for coming and celebrating our 150th with us today. Okay, please go back and sit down. We have, as always in church, a few notices. I want to say a huge thank you to everyone that took part yesterday in making the day such a success. We want to say especially a thank you to Craig for organising it all, for God for looking after the weather, and for all of those who volunteered on the stalls, painting faces, decorating, organising the displays. We couldn't have done it without you. Thank you very much indeed. And thank you also for today. I do have a card from Iris Powell Wakefield, who just says, sorry I can't be with you, but her thoughts and prayers are wishing you every blessing, and says the Lord obviously loves celebrations. So there's a card there. We've also had a message from Peter and Ruth Southcombe, who was here in the 80s, with Matt, who's getting married soon, and James, who's now married, who all send their greetings to you, saying they're sorry they can't be here today. But thank you all for that. Nick, you've got an announcement to make?
Just a quick one, which is that, as you may or may not know,
members of the fellowship, it's our AGM on next month, May the 19th.
Something like that.
I believe. We are going to be providing reports from the various different groups. For those people that lead the groups, could they make sure that they provide the reports either to myself or Janine by next Sunday, please? Thank you.
And if it could be typed, that would be even better. Or emailed would be even better, because then they can put those reports together for everyone. Alison has got a quick notice.
Christian Aid Week, as I mentioned last week, May the 11th to the 17th. I was appealing for help last week for collectors, because I'm not going to be able to do it this year. Thank you. Lots of people volunteered last week. Rachel has nobly volunteered to be the key person. So I have got my list, as I always do at this time each year, for you to sign up for a street that you are willing to collect from. I will put it out in the coffee area. But could you please give your office of help to Rachel? Rachel, can you stand up or wave or something, please? So there she is. That's your lady. Thank you.
Okay. Right, that's your lady. Okay. Nominations for the diaconate should be in today, please. That's for church members. And just to remind you that the funeral of Elsie Martin will be on Friday at the crematorium, Friday morning. I haven't got a time for that yet. I think it's 10:30. But could you check with me if you'd like to go? We're going to take up our offering now. And as we do, we've got a new song that John is going to teach us. So the first thing he's going to do is run through the song, and then we're going to take up our offering as we go through it.
His love goes on and on and on and on and on. Isn't it wonderful? That's what today's all about. And the church, they couldn't get anybody else, so they asked me to write a song to help celebrate this special occasion. And the chorus, I'd really like you to join in the chorus. It's very simple. It simply goes like this. His love goes on and on. 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 Try that. His love goes on and on. 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 Try that again. His love goes on and on. 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 150 years ago, his love goes on and on. It's the Baptist wanted the children to know his love goes on and on. As Sunday school was the way ahead, his love goes on and on. They were educated and spiritually fed, his love goes on and on. Sing along! His love goes on and on, his love goes on and on. His love goes on and on, his love goes on and on. His love goes on and on, his love goes on and on. His love goes on and on, his love goes on and on. 150 years have flown, his love goes on and on. Hundreds of children have heard and known, his love goes on and on. And still the work continues today, his love goes on and on. Many lives have changed and people say, his love goes on and on. Let's hear it sing! His love goes on and on, his love goes on and on.
Let us pray together. Our Father and our God, we thank you that your love does go on and on in the name of Christ. We pray that you take these, our gifts and our tithes, use them to let others know your love goes on and on. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Right. We have a short reading now from the Message.
Today's reading is from Deuteronomy 31, 12 and 13. Gather the people together, men, women and children, and the foreigners living among you, so they can listen well, so they may learn to live in holy awe before God, your God, and diligently keep everything in this revelation. And do this so that their children, who don't yet know all this, will also listen and learn to live in holy awe before God, your God, for as long as you live on the land that you are crossing over the Jordan to possess.
Thank you. Yes, teach it to your children, whatever you do. Okay, we're going to go straight on to our prayers now. So if the youngsters who are doing that would like to come up. As usual, Ron's planned far too many things to put in the morning service.
Go for it. Okay, let us pray. We pray for everyone who has been in the Sunday school here at Histon Baptist Church. We pray that they have all felt your spirit inside them in one way or another, and that their precious time here was memorable. We thank you for their contributions into making the church what it is today.
We pray for the people who cannot be here with us today, and we thank God for their time, love, dedication, guidance, inspiration, commitment, perseverance, and nurturing of our young people and children in the Sunday school.
Lord, we thank you for our past in this Sunday school, and we ask your guidance for the future. Help us learn from everything that has been, so that we can make the most of what is and work wisely towards what shall be. We pray for all those who are yet to come through our Sunday school, and we pray that both the teachers and children learn from you and grow spiritually in your guidance and love.
We thank you, Lord, for all the teachers in the Sunday school, for all that they have contributed to our lives. We also thank you for those who have helped to shape our lives, or who have inspired, challenged and guided us, and many young children in the Sunday school over the last 150 years. We ask that you will help them to develop every child's mind, so they have a better understanding of your great love for each and every one of them.
We pray for the BMS and CBA assembly next weekend. We ask that from this meeting will come several ways for people to reach out and let God's promise, even for an uncertain world, that God's love for each one of us, young and old, is unconditional and eternal.
We pray for the older members of our Sunday school, who will soon be inundated with exams. We ask that you will be with us as we embark on the journey which will determine our future ahead. Keep us calm and let us not be stressed during the exams, and that we know that you are with us every step of the way.
Finally, we pray specially for Zimbabwe, because today is the International Day of Prayer for that country. Loving God, we pray for the government and country of Zimbabwe, which are in turmoil with suffering amongst your people. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Zimbabwe, that they will seek your love and guidance and start to rebuild their future. We join with many other Christians around the world today to show our solidarity and prayers for the people of Zimbabwe.
Our loving God, take us now and lead us forward in the name of Christ. Amen.
We want to be able to communicate to God in any language, so Kay is going to do the Lord's Prayer in sign language. If you could say it a bit slower than usual so that she can sign along. Okay. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Didn't they do brilliantly? Really good. Well, we've looked at the past and the present, and we should have done the future about 20 minutes ago, so we're going to do that now. The creche leaders, if you'd like to come up, please. Our future Sunday school is already partly here with our creche leaders, and they've been working tirelessly over the last few weeks redecorating the creche. They've had a wonderful time doing it. And can we bring up the creche as well? Every child that's in the creche at the moment... Parents, can you bring them up? I know it's getting that time when you should be having something to eat, but don't worry, there are sweets available soon. Bring them up. Here we go. Is Scott coming out? That's it. There you go. There are usually more than this. We're usually inundated with them, so it's great to see you. I want to say thank you, creche leaders. Come on up. That's it, Macrina. Lovely. Bring them up. They have enormous fun out there, especially the dads with the little cars. Okay. The mums seem to be drinking a lot of coffee. Okay. And the children seem to run around anything, you know, so it's great. Thank you for making it a happy place, Bonnie, and your team. It really is. They love it. And it's really good. So give these lot a round of applause. And we're going to say a prayer for them. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we do thank you for entrusting us with small children. We pray that your love for us might overflow to them. And we pray that that might happen to everyone that we meet, not just small children. In Jesus' name, amen. Got to be quick there because they're going. Right, thank you very much. You can take them down. Very good. Well, the message is the same. We've looked at who came through Sunday school. Teachers, I just want to say, I want to ask the question really. How many of you became Christians largely through the Sunday school? You'd like to put your hand up there? Okay, put your hand up. If you became a Christian largely through the Sunday school. Okay, teachers, look around. These hands that go up are because of your work. Thank you very much. So let's give our teachers one more round of applause, please. Jesus calls you to be all that you can be before God and gives you the ability to do that by dealing with your shortcomings and giving you his Spirit. Who knows how many people you will influence or change forever by being your Sunday school teacher. Of course, it may not make a difference unless you follow him yourself. You have to decide that for yourself. And we've got one final song for you to sing along to, which asks the question about whether you've made that decision to follow Christ. Whose side are you leaning on? This is my favourite song of all time for children, so I had to have it today. How many of you know this one? Some of you older ones have got something to come now. Okay, we're going to stand to do this because you need to stand. Whose side are you leaning on? Every time you say the word leaning, you've got to lean, okay? And so that we all do this in the same way and don't bang heads, if you stand up now, we're all going to lean that way. Okay, whose side you leaning on, leaning on, leaning on? Whose side you leaning on the Lord's side? I lean, I lean, I lean, I lean, leaning on the Lord's side. Okay, right.
Whose side?
Right. Whose side you leaning on, leaning on, leaning on? Whose side you leaning on the Lord's side? I lean, I lean, I lean, I lean, leaning on the Lord's side. I lean, I lean, I lean, I lean, leaning on the Lord's side. Now, hold on, hold on, hold on. Some of you are leaning when you shouldn't be, okay? You're just doing this, okay? All right, when you say lean, then you're doing. Then we're going to do clapping, then we're going to do jumping. And when we do the jumping, we're all going to jump in the same direction. All right? I'll sort of point that way and point back again. And then the last verse, we're going to really celebrate. Okay? We're going to do one of each. Okay. Ready? Whose side you leaning on, leaning on, leaning on? Whose side you leaning on the Lord's side? I lean, I lean, I lean, I lean, leaning on the Lord's side. I lean, I lean, I lean, I lean, leaning on the Lord's side. Whose side you clapping on, clapping on, clapping on? Whose side you clapping on the Lord's side? I clap, I clap, I clap, I clap, clapping on the Lord's side. I clap, I clap, I clap, I clap, clapping on the Lord's side.
Whose side you jumping on, jumping on, jumping on? Whose side you jumping on, jumping on the Lord's? I jump, I jump, I jump, I jump, jumping on the Lord's. I jump, I jump, I jump, I jump, jumping on the Lord's. Whose side you leaning on, backing on, jumping on? Whose side you leaning on, backing on the Lord's? I jump, I lean, I cap, I jump, leaning on the Lord's. I cap, I jump, I lean, I cap, jumping on the Lord's. Where were you? Come on.
We've got to get it at the right speed. Come on. Right, we'll do the jumping and then we'll do the last verse, okay? Ready? Up you get, come on.
Whose side you jumping on, jumping on, jumping on? Whose side you jumping on the Lord's? I jump, I jump, I jump, I jump, jumping on the Lord's. I jump, I jump, I jump, I jump, jumping on the Lord's. Whose side you leaning on, clapping on, jumping on? Whose side you leaning on, clapping on the Lord's? I jump, I lean, I clap, I jump, leaning on the Lord's. I clap, I jump, I lean, I clap, jumping on the Lord's.
Very good. We hope you've enjoyed our celebration of 150 years of Sunday School. This is not the last of the celebrations, this is the first. We've got another celebration, even bigger, in October. And if you have a story to tell about meeting God in this place, then we'd love to hear it and maybe use it in our next celebration, which is on the 5th of October, 2008. And eight. We'd love you to be here to celebrate that. Let's pray together. Our Father and our God, we thank you for the memories, for the great things that have happened in our lives. And we thank you that you have been a God who has been with us all the way. Help us to be forgiven, to ask for forgiveness, and to turn to you. And then to give that forgiveness to others who have hurt us. In the name of Christ. Amen. Now may the Lord bless us and keep us and make his face to shine upon us this day and always. Amen.